I was talking with someone the other day, and I was admitting that, you know, sometimes I just like to go home, or, you know, as I'm driving home, just kind of listen to classical music.
Oh, well, and, this is a little decompressing, Ben.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like, you like classical music? And I was like, yeah, yeah, I do. I do. I enjoy classical music. I enjoy going to the, you know, the, see the Louisville Orchestra perform. You know, I like
that. Nickelback and the orchestra.
I know, such a
two worlds can live in one brain.
Right. Two worlds can live in one brain and in one person. And they're like, I didn't know that about you. I was like, yeah, you know what? You know, a man's heart is an ocean of secrets.
Oh, nice. You're so many layers of Ben Davis.
So many layers, right?
Peeling back ever so
like an
often.
Onion or a cake. Right, yes. For sure. Yeah, and then I saw that BuzzFeed asked that, and it was a, hey, what hobbies do dudes love but don't necessarily admit? And I thought this might be kind of fun to go down because, you know, sometimes... sometimes on the surface, like, guys can be very simple, you know?
Sure.
But also, sometimes there's layers, like I said. Someone said, I love stuffed animals and plushies from Squishmallows on my bed.
Listen, those are legit. Like, if you've never squeezed a Squishmallow...
Honestly...
I feel like you're not living yet.
I feel like we need to have Ryan Smetzer on talking with us. He's on after us.
He admits that.
He fully admits loving Squishmallows.
Yes. And listen, my daughter was all about the Squishmallows. She's kind of like starting to grow out of that right now, but it makes me sad when she was starting to clear out some of the, like, her stuffed animals that she doesn't need anymore, because we've had some legit awesome, like the big ones, and you can use it as a pillow, and it's just, and listen, my neighbor, grown woman, loves Squishmallows, has like some big ones on her bed. Yes, are delightful.
So guys, if you're within the sound of my voice, text 502-795-1997 or admit, confess if you will, what hobby you enjoy but you don't necessarily tell a lot of people. Because it just doesn't seem like it would fit your, like, stereotype.
Hobby or thing that you love.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Exactly. So it's like, all right, you know, hey, I like working on cars. Okay, yeah, sure, yeah.
That's kind of expected, sure, though. That's a typical kind of a guy thing. But it's something like, I secretly love motivational quotes.
Right.
But too proud to admit that I have a notebook full of my faves.
Yeah, yeah, that's one. Another thing I love, Legos. Love Legos. Still to this day. I got last year for my birthday a working radio Lego set.
It works? Like, you can listen to music on it?
So that's what I thought. It does. Oh. It does make noise. It makes sound.
Oh, okay.
But it's not like you can't tune in 9970 JX and like listen to us on this Lego radio. But
it looks cool.
But this Lego, as soon as I got it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. I love Legos. I love puzzles. I love those sorts of things. Crossword puzzles, everything like that. So I don't know if that's like odd or alternative or adjacent to a stereotypical guy.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's super unusual.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
bubble
I
baths,
don't think so.
Yes, that's more of a woman thing, I think.
Like to soak
enjoy
and relax in a bubble bath?
Yes.
For sure, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that say, I love to relax in a bubble bath.
All right, well, here, let's take some of yours, all right? 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear some. Ladies, you're going to love this because this is like guy secrets.
Yes.
A little male confession time here where it's like, all right, what are the things that you love doing or items you love that don't necessarily fit the stereotype, fit the mold of a guy?
This is great. Tattooed Mexican chimes in on text. I love getting pedicures.
Oh.
So when I moved to Indiana, I would go with my wife and get them. So imagine this, a 5'7 dirty blonde white girl and a 6'6 280-pound tattooed Mexican walk into a nail salon.
I love
that. Looks I got from everyone when my wife said pedicure for two. And I love to cook Mexican food. And when I have time, bake cookies, muffins, and cakes.
Yeah, you know what? I will concur with everything he said.
Yeah.
Because I had a pedicure for the first time last year, and it was life-changing.
Yep.
Now, I don't routinely get them, but I would. And also love cooking as well. I think that's fantastic.
Yep. Hunter's fiance loves Porsche Hot Wheels or anything Porsche, loves collecting pens, and also loves the pedicures.
Oh, there you go.
Porsches and there pedicures.
There you go. Yeah. Tony from St. Matthew says, I love the garden. Flowers, awesome. And the smells, the dirt, soothing. Yes. All of that. Yes.
That is great. Ray loves having spa nights with his wife at home.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. Love again, it. Just the scented lotions.
There's a lot of good smells there too. Yes.
Yes. Someone else said sewing. Loves sewing. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? My husband can sew a button. Like if something falls off, he can stitch a hole. He can sew a button. He doesn't do it often, but he can. And he's good at it. And I will say this. My husband loves shopping.
There you go.
That is one of the things that we love to do together. And when the kids were little, we would love to go to the mall, push the stroller around. And just, yeah, that was our favorite thing to do on Sundays after church.
Another person said, I enjoy listening to boy bands like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Yes. Yeah, we could have a dance party. I love all of it. Oh, and there's another 30-something white suburban dad. I love raunchy pop music like Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, and the like. It's always on my playlist when I'm alone.
Raunchy with Taylor Swift and Katy Perry? All right.
Well, Sabrina Carpenter, I think he needs to add to the list, too, if you want raunchy pop, for sure.
Another person said these are like kind of the hobbies or things that are not stereotypically guy centered that they like.
Unexpected. Yes.
Yeah. Romantic novels. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
You know, I will say that I've read several kind of romantic novels at the request of my wife.
Colleen Hoover?
I haven't.
Okay, you need to dive into that.
But I have got into like the Outlander series, which is now a show. But yeah, they're a series of novels, and yeah, for sure.
Do they get graphic with the love plot lines?
They are very bloody, which is great, and they are very graphic.
Okay, then. All right,
yes,
then.
With the other stuff, so
they
that's good.
The picture in your
absolutely.
Mind.
Absolutely.
There's another, I'll admit it, I like romantic comedies, rom-coms, and fruity cocktails. Yes, we could hang out for sure. We
rom-coms
could be
and fruity cocktails. All
yes.
right. Like that stuff.
Probably would love Arbor Mist too.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you for that. That's pretty good.
If you want to add more, we'll put it up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.